The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles, Paul Cullen, Dublin North.
Well, there are four seats in Dublin North. It used to be a largely rural community stretching in right up to the Meath border. But in fact, there's a lot of new housing right throughout the constituency now. And one small, sleepy, you know, seaside villages like Balbriggan are now quite large towns. It's been a traditional, pretty strong Fianna Fáil area. You know, the Haughey influence would go back to the 70s. Its most veteran TD is Trevor Sargent of the Green Party, who's had a strong base here for well on 15 years. Well, this is one of these constituencies where there are two Fianna Fáil TDs running again, and there is no chance that they will get two seats back again. They have Dara O'Brien, who's one of the young Turks in the party, who's got a good media profile and has just been made party spokesman on sport. And they've got Michael Kennedy, who's more of a constituency TD and is tipped by locals to be the one who's more likely to survive, in fact. We've got Trevor Sargent for the Greens, who's the longest established TD. And we've got a Dr. James Riley, who has a medical practice in North County Dublin and is the deputy leader of Fine Gael. Dublin North for many years had a Labour TD, Sean Ryan, who was very, very strong, consistently topped the poll. He then retired and Labour lost its seat. But his brother, Brendan Ryan, who's had a seat in the Shannon for some years, is running. And there's certainly a Labour seat there, most pundits would say. But there is some doubt as to whether Brendan Ryan will get it or the party's other candidate, Tom Kelleher, who is a councillor in the area, might actually beat him to it. Or possibly could they get two seats? Now, Fine Gael is also running a second candidate with James Riley, a young man called Alan Farrell, who's a councillor in the area. Well, if there is a swing in this election to independents and left-wing parties, then it's likely that Claire Daly of the Socialist Party or the United Left Alliance will come in this time. She's come very close in the last election and she's very popular in the area. What counts against her is that this constituency is different in makeup from the last election. It's lost large chunks of its electorate to Dublin West and Dublin North East. And the area around Sores, around the airport, River Valley, was one of her strongholds and she's lost that to Dublin West. So if she doesn't make it in this election, she's never going to make it in any election. Strangely, the airport doesn't rate as highly as it used to as an issue in this election, where I suppose national issues have come to the fore. In the past, for example, Claire Daly has made great play out of attempts to build a second runway near Port Marnock and built a lot of success on that. The slow decline of the airport currently isn't seen as being a big issue here. What is actually a big issue, a transport issue in this area, is Metro North. Huge construction project would bring thousands of jobs, would improve the public transport connection between North County Dublin, particularly Swords and the city centre, but of course would cost an awful lot of money and it's not clear whether any new government would be able to afford that. But certainly there's a big lobby around Swords that wants Metro North to go ahead. Well, there's certainly a seat for Fine Gael and it's likely that James Riley may top the poll. There's certainly a seat for Labour and it's probably going to be Brendan Ryan. After that, it gets more difficult to predict. I think that one of the Fianna Fáil candidates might just survive because of the intense level of competition between them. Probably, if it is, it's Michael Kennedy. And the last seat then is a toss-up and I'm going for Trevor Sargent to hang on ahead of Claire Daly.